Oh, hello there. I am Sergeant Dumb, formerly known as Underscum and played by Ben the Quest Giver. As our weary travellers continue to delve into the vastness of Undermountain and stand against the repeated threats to the good people of the Sword Coast, I welcome you to this audio-only version of the adventure. If you want to tune in to our adventures on Twitch, we stream a final boss fight live every other Sunday, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said, let's jump into this adventure deep beneath the bustling streets of Waterdeep.
Go over to this one, and we will say the usual customary hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Final Boss Fight, which has now been taken over by myself. Mainly because John's gone on holiday and someone had to do it.
It's a coup.
It's a wonderful little coup. And as a lot of people may or may not have noticed, we have currently got the wrong details going on the stream. And it doesn't matter. We are hopefully going to be able to change things around for the better very, very soon. In the meantime... Oh, right. Oh, so... Jeff is in. Jeff is in. Jeff is in. This is wonderful. We are doing Dungeon of the Mad Mage, Jeff. Dungeon of the Mad Mage. The Mad Mage.
Ben, I love the Cthulhu energy. Do not wibble yourself out of existence right now.
This is an attempt. We are trying here. This is probably the greatest introduction we have ever done and will ever likely do again.
Well, whilst Ben has an aneurysm, hi, I'm Rogue.
Thank you. I was about to get to that side of thing. I got surprised by Jeff. Yes, please, everyone, one by one, introduce yourselves and try not to fight over each other while you do so, and leave our DM for the last. That's the special one. Okay, never mind. We will go through the list I have. Tonight, we are playing Dungeon of the Mad Mage. We have a new surprise guest DM taking over the lead this time with some very dramatic music playing in the background. But before we get to that, might I introduce Smitty?
Hello, everybody. I should be playing Nefira once again this evening. Although, I feel like I'd be unnerved Nefira.
I have a feeling I might need to turn down the music of this. Just for the sake of that, is all the way off. No, that's not right. Richard, are you playing music?
It was a moment ago. I'm just wondering.
We've got music coming through in my headphones and they're nice and loud.
Keeping in spirit of the way things are going, Alchemy has. Not responding right now. Give me one second.
Oh,
I certainly had music before.
This is going good. I'm sure John's very happy about letting us take control.
I'm on the next one.
Right, next one. We have Steam Chew. Chrissy, please. Then we have the Rogue Trader Enthusiast.
Howdy, howdy, I'm Rogue, and I'm going to be playing Vason. Maybe Baby Vason, I don't know. It's all been kept a secret from us.
Yes.
We'll find out when you find out.
We then have the obsolete goat.
Heyo, I'll be playing WoW today using the wheelchair, combat wheelchair rules from Mustang Art. Thank you again, Mustang Art, letting us use them for the stream.
And as we've just been told that we have had everything changed now, so it is now the Dungeon of the Mad Mage in the title. We are set. We are in the right category. We are done and ready. We will now hand over as I say, hello, I am the quest giver. I have taken over with complete and utter madness. And of course, I'm the only one on camera to show and demonstrate that. I'm going to calm down now and hand the reins over. It's all right. Everyone calm down, calm down. So I'm going to calm down, take a deep breath, and hand the reins over to tonight's guest DM, the Dark Lord themselves, Richard.
Hello. Yes, I've got lower energy than Ben. You might appreciate it. I'm taken over for this session. I have been briefed extensively on the goings-on of this campaign of Dungeon of the Mad Maid. I know all the NPC names, I know all the locations, everything. I've got it, I know it.
It's all hidden behind a paywall, it's fine.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, obviously, as I just said, I am very familiar with this campaign, you know, extensive notes and everything. But just to give us a recap on the last session, would anyone care to do that?
Ooh, last session was drama.
Last session was a lot of drama. I wasn't there, but I was listening in.
So after that one that just spoke, their character they decided to throw a paddy. I'm not sure if that term's kosher anymore. I retract it if it's not. Was very upset and threw a sword through a very nasty cursed sword off the edge of what's it called? Skullport.
To my credit, I didn't know it was cursed at the time.
Like, that makes it any better. You dropped the sword from height down to somewhere you couldn't see.
It's fine.
And then ran off.
Yeah.
Which was then followed by, like, the rest, like, the party that was there. So it was Vason, Nefira, and...
Nuri.
Thank you. my brain was like, was Toya there? No. Was there that? No. And whilst half the party just jumped off the bloody bridges or climbed down because they're terrifying, Vason had a nice little stroll down to the bottom level, at which point we all find that there's some random monster holding the sword.
Again, I will not take responsibility for this. I did not know it was cursed.
You've definitely got culpability. We do our best to not kill the thing and disarm it, which then led to us finding out that it was a half-elf or gentleman who had randomly picked up the sword and it turned into some giant monstrosity. Not best pleased that he's lost a hand, but, you know, a little bit too, oh God, what the hell just happened, to really... press charges or anything. We return him home, he gets his medical attention and everything's grand. we then all go to like collect the sword without actually touching the sword, at which point things get spooky because this sword talks. Evil cursed sword tries to tempt us all, so some of us more successfully than others, I fear. I don't fully know. At which point we sort of like stash it in one of the rooms so that nobody could like just sneak off with it, with like multiple people on watch each time. At which point, some point during the night, I think it was is on guard.
I believe it was Nefira, because I just watched it today.
I will say that.
Nefira
and Nuri were on guard.
Yeah, you two are on guard. You hear a noise in the room, and this arm who's crept in from the bloody outside, and a weird thing.
I didn't get a chance to defend myself last time.
And I am very asleep.
Yeah.
I'm very much not here.
So
I don't know, weird, creepy thing? That could be you.
So how rude.
Right now, we have a mysterious creature of some kind that I believe did accuse Nefera of creating, summoning.
That's right.
Line.
One of those shadow things.
Nefera and Nuri are present, as here. Vason is still asleep. And it seemed to end very much on a note of, Was going to lead to violence to prevent the sword falling into the wrong hands? The wrong hands being Nefarious, apparently. I'll say I think the last bit I heard was when basically was very angrily talking to Nephira. We'll go to Nephira. What are you going to do?
And Nephira's just going to sit there with a look of, don't blame me. In fact, like, she's going to be like, don't blame me, this is not me.
That shadow.
Honestly, 100% not me.
You make those shadow things.
The sword could have made one, and it's trying to make itself escape. I don't know. Without.
Are you saying that your shadows
mentally,
can have...
There is going to be a thing going on. I shall have to DM it to you, DM.
Yes. I have been filled in of a lot of what people didn't know from last time. Yeah. Oh, yes.
There was a lot of that, to be fair. There was a
yes.
lot of that.
trying to keep violence. Secret messages secret is difficult.
For the sake of Reed, would you like to throw up a map so we can make the screen look a bit more interesting as well? Or throw up anything so we can make it look a bit more interesting.
I believe this is what I have. I've put up. I've started the scene. Oh, is it not coming up?
Don't do that.
Leave that alone. That's not the one. Sorry.
Wrong layer, Ben.
Wrong layer. That's it. I'm just going to try. If nothing else, we'll move that over to that, and we'll show off my main little character there. Because that's the most important thing in front of the house. We'll do that, and then at least there's something interesting to look at the screen, my pretty boy.
Oh wow, you worth a whopping 28,600 experience points.
Okay, as you are, apparently we have to stretch, don't we?
Yep. At least one of us does. I'm on the camera, and I have to show off my lovely stretchy doodles.
As you two are having this nuanced debate, the mysterious creature is making a break for it with the sword.
No, you're not. I'm highly vigilant on this side of it. I'm going to be jumping straight after that.
I mean, are you going to try and stop it?
I am going to try and stop it.
Okay. Grab or just hit with a weapon or...
I will go for a grapple action.
Okay.
And I would, if I might, could I please rage as well?
Yes, why not? Okay, so this will be contested athletics.
Yep, and with advantage for bake of my build.
Okay, so if you will.
Oh, please don't be like that today as well. Sorry, my computer's going slow as well. Okay, so is 29 to beat.
29? Ooh.
Yep.
Okay.
Four. Yeah. About that. Not going to go well.
Okay. It never does. Right.
I think I said that has won that... slightly won that chance. So you are grappling this creature. What would the rest of you like to do? Or what would I don't know, a suplex or...
I'm basically trying at this point. I want to also try, if I can, give it a shove so that I can get it prone on the floor. And basically yelling at someone, get a sword out of his hand.
I mean, with a 29, I'm imagining you sort of charge into him, raise them up off the ground, smash it into the ground. It's on the ground with you on top of it. I mean, that seems fair enough.
Effectively, the keeper is trying to make sure that the hand sort of held to the side. But whatever's holding the sword is held to the side. Get that sword out of his hand.
Is anyone making a grab for the sword in whichever way that means?
Well, if one of us touches the sword, we're gonna.
Yes, I say the problem.
Yeah, I'm just very dangerously close to that sword. That
right yeah.
Doesn't the unseen servant still have it?
Yes, I believe.
No. The unseen servant would have run out by now. So
that was a 10-minute cast.
Yeah.
Does Nori have it?
The sword was left in the room.
Yeah.
And I believe the shadow creature, which someone or other has summoned, has had possession of it very briefly, and now they're prone, being held by But basically, is now suggesting someone else removes the sword from the creature.
And not you, but Virinon, until you prove that this thing isn't your doing.
Vasin, could you make a perception check?
Am I awake check?
Yes.
That's a 50.
You are awake. I know. I don't want to speak for you, but I'm assuming you're going to rush to the scene of the, I want to say crime, the scene.
Yeah, not in his plate or anything. He's just sort of like trotting along. He just sort of like stumbles along, very sleepy, because he's just been woken up.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Does he have dragon PJs?
No, he has sort of like, you know how like you have those like underpants so that are white with the hearts on them? It's that, but dragons.
Oh my god, I love that. Can he have dragon slippers at least?
Lightning bolts, but there we go.
Yeah, lightning bolts make sense. You know, like the little like monster feet. It's like that, but they're like dragon feet, and you're like, very ungraceful.
And it's just like, I'm assuming I could just sort of see Neri in the hallway and loud noises.
I mean, if people can be more or less where they want to be, you know, if they're in the hallway or in the room. I believe if you do get close to the sword, it does talk to you. So that's something to bear in mind.
Yep.
Yeah. I think Vason's going to stand there a little blurry-eyed for the moment because I need to just go to the door for a second.
He's
got a love timing.
Yeah. It's perfect timing. The Fira will make a run for the sword.
If you're going for the sword, I'm going to go and grab that sword out first. Don't care what it says to me. Hey, let me fall in your hands.
So, sounds like we've got Nefira, this creature, whoever it's working for, and all fighting for the sword. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I would say, again, it would be a contested athletics role. Now you get advantage for being rage, don't you?
Yep.
Right, what I'm going to say is, for reasons, this is a straight roll.
Okay.
For everyone.
Right you are.
So if Nefaria and make athletics check.
Right, that's 25 for you to beat.
And for some reason, Beyond 20 is insistent on actually working today.
Yeah, it's a bit slow for me as well. It seems like tonight we might have a stream of technical difficulties. Oh, boy. It's always nice when everything goes right, isn't it, lad?
When it's good, it's very, very good. When it's bad, it's horrid. Right, let's try that again. Beyond 20 has been turned. Why wouldn't it let me roll? Thank you. Well, that's a 9.
A 9. I'm going to say it again. That is very distinctly. Has taken possession of the sword and has it in one of their hands.
Does the shadow creature get a roll as well? Or is it just.
I also do apologise. No, I was actually rolling. It just wasn't coming up in the feed.
Uh-huh.
I just opened it. It was like 18, 8, 7, and 9. So I've done terribly.
Three attempts happened?
And all fails.
I have taken the shadow creature into account. As much as I'm going to say. But yes, so has a sword. Now, you're going to hear a voice in your head. Now, you may think this sounds different. Last time, you would be incorrect.
It's the same voice. She's just had a couple cigarettes between, and then her voice has got changed a little bit.
Become more northern.
Do you want us to try and go into a private Discord for that one?
We can do, because I believe that is an option, isn't it?
I think that is the option. Well, it's an option to a degree, just sort of say that I can take you to a different Discord. If you do it with anyone else, I kind of have to come along with it, otherwise it doesn't go into the stream.
I think perhaps we just do it out here just to...
Okay.
...prevent more technical problems of taking the DM.
I just happen to know everything which is going on. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Just when you come back, you have no idea what I was talking about.
So, the rest of you, you know, close your ears.
Yeah.
you hear in your mind the exact same voice you heard last time. So, you've changed your mind, have you?
I changed nothing. But I didn't let you go into no one else's hands.
Well, it's in your hands now. I'm in your hands, so... Again, there's lots I can do for you. Lots I can do to help.
I don't need your kind of help.
Well, I'm here right now. What are you going to do about it?
How high are we out of the room? Because I know there was a window which we came through, because that's where the shadow came through and where I came through.
I think I heard the word second story was mentioned.
The second story of the house, third story of Trollskull. So if it goes out the window, it's going down like two cities worth.
Yeah. I mean, that worked perfectly well last time.
Yeah, I was going to say. What's like this? Picks it up, you have to cut off his other hand.
It'll be the same guy who went for all to recover.
Okay. I'm going to jump out the window.
You're jumping out the window?
Yep.
Okay.
When I get close to the floor, I'm casting Featherfall.
Okay. Is anyone going to try and stop jumping out the window?
Is the shadow thing still here?
Yes.
The shadow thing is. Just give me 1 second there.
Oh, I just realised something as well.
Oh, let's find out how stupid we can be.
Okay, yeah! So, is running for the window. And is anyone going to try and stop them?
I think Vason's going to go for the shadow rather than after . Because for better or for worse, Vason does actually trust .
Oh, that's so pretty.
But what Vason is going to do is he's going to use the ability of his crown to summon his sword. Because he has, like, stupid crown armband thing.
Yep, I trust you.
And I summon Scale Edge, and I'm just going to, like, I'm just going to smite this thing.
Okay, well, I'm going to say the Shadow Creature gets a chance to go, and it reaches out and tries to trip
Ooh.
Right.
Okay. That is a natural one that I rolled. I'm
all I'll say is it's on form. I think it's never rolled well.
Yeah. So you've not noticed anything happened. You're going out the window. Vasin, you are going to... Was that attack the shadow creature?
Yeah. I'm going to hit it with my hitting stick. Yep. I've been doing this in Foundry for so long, I'm just trying to, like, remember how to do it without Foundry. That is a 22 to hit. With 11 slashing damage, I need to double check the rulings on this. Is, because I am assuming this is one of Nefaria's shadows.
One, it's hit.
Okay, no, that does. There's nothing about creature types, but yeah. I will drop a first level smite on there, which means the sword will deal an extra d8 to that. Oh god! How do I cast a smite from this one? Okay, so it's just going to be 3d8 damage, so... Twenty-one radiant damage.
Yeah.
On top, so that's 43 damage.
43 damage. Right, give me one second. I'm just checking this.
I get 2d8 from the smite, and then my sword, when I smite, gives me an extra d8.
I'm not checking your math, sorry. I'm checking...
No, don't worry. I was just making it clear.
Yeah, I mean, it was a hell of a hit, but it's still going, and the weird shadows seem to, like, almost disperse for a second, but it holds itself together. Okay. Nuri, are you doing anything here?
I mean, normally I hang around and I ask if anybody needs healing, so...
No worries.
I let them do the things
shadow,
and...
The shadow creature is hurt. So I'm just saying, putting it out there.
Yeah, I don't think I can perform anything on the shadow creature.
I don't believe you've ever encountered a creature like this before. It's nothing to do with anyone, you know, in your party or anything. Okay. Nephira, is there anything you would like to do?
I'm going to have to run off to that sword, try and keep up with Underscum as best I can. I'm just thinking I've got something that will help.
So he's sprinting for the window. Are you going to try and stop him jumping out?
I suppose I'll go for an attempted tackle on Underscum. This could go badly.
Okay.
Both of us could go careening out the window.
All right, so tackling advice. Get low, wrap round his legs.
Whose side are you on in this?
I just want everyone to do things correctly.
I mean, I get out to that. That's like an opposed athletics check.
Yep. If it was great at these.
Right. Okay. Would you like that normal or with advantage?
Because of your rage?
Yeah.
I'd say with advantage. You only reduced because there was a shadow thing you were struggling with as well.
Gotcha.
Roger.
That is my lowest roll so far at 17.
Oh, there's a chance.
What is with your dice? Good God.
Well, the other side of thing, don't forget that my athletics is plus 11.
Yeah, mine's only plus 3. I'd be a little scrawny, lad.
I mean, again, even with my athletics, I'd probably have to use my channel divinity to match you.
It's almost like he's a barbarian.
Nefer, what did you roll for that?
Hmm?
What did you roll? It was a posed athletics check. What did you roll?
I rolled a 12 on my athletics.
12. Oh, sorry. Yep, so he's going
out
the
window. Yeah, I got the trail. So I was so close to meeting.
And, is going out the window. And you were just going to fall and then cast Feather Fall.
That's right.
Am I right?
That is right.
So... out you go.
It's one of those bits as well. If anyone tried to make it look like they were opposing me, you wouldn't have been getting a feather fall if you'd gone with me.
You jump out. Do you go through the open window or do you make a new hole in the wall?
I'm jumping through the window. I have some class.
And you're falling and falling and then feather fall and you very gracefully... you know, stylishly land with this sword in your hand. Oh. At which point, again, you hear a voice in your head.
Oh, how far away is Underscum out of interest?
Oh, it's 3 stories. 30, 40 feet?
I would like to counterspell his featherfall.
Oh!
No, I already.
Oh my god!
You really want this sword?
I do.
As do I. I may or may not have been part of being like, hey, there's a sword here. Not that I have anything to do with it.
I would like power. That's yeah. All power.
So you can.
This is me as a player, not Wall.
What level are you casting this at?
Fourth level. I am a warlock. I don't get levels.
Oh yes.
Oh my
you just...
god!
I get a shotgun.
Okay, I just want to double check. So yeah, you make an ability check with your spellcasting ability. 10 plus the spell's level.
It depends what level Underscum casts his feather for at.
Oh, Underscum?
That was level 1.
Counters!
I just imagine it. No.
Oh, I feel bad for your knees.
Wait, superhero
do
landing.
Like the whole moonlight thing of 3-point landing, like yes, falling over.
Your counter spell worked. There was that.
Yep.
you sort of go down and you're like very like this is going to be graceful. You're not in any way preparing yourself for like a landing. You're just like I'm going to take off running straight away. Oh my god, this hurts your knees. I'm just checking the damage.
At this point, Richard, could I be like down on the bottom floor of Skullport since Wall's probably just been like roaming around?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You just see this happening.
I just love this whole sort of thing. Literally just hear, you'll probably just hear someone laughing until the point where the featherfall doesn't work. No.
You take 12 points of damage.
Is that what kind of damage is that?
It's 4 damage. That's bludgeoning.
And is that halved yet? Because I'm barbarian. Raging.
I've not halved it. So,
down to 6.
You take off that, yeah. But you are prone as you hit the ground.
I posted into the voice chat for those that wanted to know what I was envisioning.
that bit.
For the other people in the room, what are you all making of this?
I'm not sure I'm fully awake other than slashing a thing. I've seen Arm jump out the window with a sword that we all said nobody would grab. What, Nefira, can I just ask, what does it look like when you cast Counterspell? Do you have anything like subtle casting, or is it obvious?
Oh, no, it is obvious as all heck. You just see me, like, leaning out the window, holding out my hand, and my outstretched hand is sort of giving off a weird eldritch energy which ends in, like, cobweb shapes and spiders.
I'm imagining as well you're shouting the lines of "Take this!" as well. So it becomes really obvious that.
Yeah,
but yes,
you don't.
You guys are aware that this has happened.
How badly shook is this spirit, this shadow thing?
It's taken a fair hit. Like it's looking pretty bad.
It kind of looks like it took 43 points of damage.
Yeah, I think Basin's going to crouch for a jump, and he's got extra attack, and he's got his weird nonsense with lightning breath. So, are we counting this as a new round or the same round?
I mean, we're being very flexible here. I'm just trying to give it. So, if you want to go for that thing,
I want to do something very, very potentially stupid and dumb.
Yeah, definitely do that.
Vasin is going to let out a cone of lightning breath as he's jumping, essentially over slash through the spirit. I don't know how corporeal this thing is, but he's essentially going to try and jump and land on Smitty. Land on Nefira.
And you want to use the lightning breath on the
as
monster.
I'm jumping. Yeah, well, on the monster, and if it goes far enough, because it's a 15 foot, I assume that's far enough. To also hit Nefira. So essentially, like, rah, jump.
Got ya. Got ya. Okay. And is that on the cone of lightning? Is that a save they need to make, or is that an attack roll?
That will be a save that they need to make. It'll be a dexterity save against with a DC of, if I can find it. So many racial traits. There we go. Much easier. DC 14 dex save.
Okay. Well, the shadow thing has certainly failed.
18 from Nefera. I'm fine.
Nope, you still take half damage.
I forgot I'm not playing a rogue.
I mean, it's not that bad. That's eight lightning damage to the spirit, to the ghost, and four to Nefera.
Eight to the ghost. Okay.
But yeah, I'm just trying to land on Nefera. Is there anything I need to do for that one?
Yeah, I'll say Nefera, you can make a dex saving throw to dodge, or you can make some manner of opposed athletics check to see who's sort of stronger.
I'm going to go with that dex save.
Okay.
I feel my odds are better. God damn it, game, why?
What did you get?
Seven.
I was going to say, that's something
we're rolling so badly.
When it comes down to any of your rolls, you do need to make mention of it today.
I'm sorry, I'm too.
No, you get in the habit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Oh, no, yeah. We'll just, as I say, we'll just keep reminding each other, but still.
So, yeah, you, Vasin, you crash onto Nefera, and he's now prone, and you're on top of him.
Yeah, essentially, I'm just going to stay there, sat. I assume sort of like we're near the window.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just sort of like check to see if Om's intact.
Just hear from the bottle.
And just yell down, are you coming back inside or do we have a problem?
We have a problem because someone's trying to steal a sword.
That looks like you at the moment.
I'm trying. I asked for someone to take it out of the town, shall I say?
I feel like this, like shouting up like three stories of like city, like everyone in the fucking town is now very aware of what's going on.
Well, I'm going to go get rid of it, and then we have no more problems.
One of the neighbors is going to shout out, "Can you lot keep it down? We are trying to sleep."
But you keep it down. We're trying to get rid of a sword.
We're all trying to get rid of swords here. We're all, you know, magic adventuring parties, but some of us are polite and keep the noise down. But yes.
Put me towards the nearest forge and I'll get out of here.
You hear in your head, you should run. You can't trust your friends anymore.
Look, I trust some of them. You know, that's kind of become
all of them. All of them. They all want the sword for themselves.
Can, as I'm having this internal conversation, like, while having heard all the fucking noise, comes rolling around the corner and sees Om with the sword that he threw away. And he's gonna, just without thinking, just be like, oh no, and he's gonna take aim.
Oh no!
I threw away the sword. He's now got the sword I've thrown away, and he looks pissed and bloodied.
Yeah, and you're an artificer, is that right?
I'm an artificer, yeah. So I'm gonna have to use some like in-person dice because
boy.
Yeah, go for it. Don't worry about that.
That is a natural 13 plus 9, so that is a 21. That will
22.
Be... Thank you, Rogue. I work in the fucking maths department of a university. I should know how to count.
Does that hit,
Yeah, that hits.
That's 8 on the first, and Wall's just going to, like, shout between, like, pulling back the barrel to flip out the bullet, being like, put it down! That's a nat 5 on the second one, so that... maybe, I don't know. The next one would be a 14.
14 doesn't hit.
Doesn't hit.
It was 8 on the first one. 8 how damage?
8 points of magic piercing damage? Fusion weapon. Why the fuck does it not say? I think it... No, it is piercing. It is piercing. It has an icon rather
than... Because it's magic piercing, does it reduce or not?
I think it would reduce, yeah, because it's, yeah, I've not it's added
damage. If it's magic, yeah, it would, yes. I'm assuming it would be seen like if it was a magic arrow, it would.
I think it's still, even if you're raging, it reduces, so that would go down,
yeah,
to 4.
Yeah, raging, okay, reduces bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing.
Right,
regardless of whether or not it's magic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Right. In which case,
and then you can have some totems.
That's happened.
I just want to check, Yuri, are you just observing this and working out who you're going to help first with healing?
Yeah, I'll actually, it's probably more helpful if I run after, try to keep track of Underscum, because I'm generally the only one that he trusts.
Yeah. Yep. Are you going out the window, or are you taking the more conventional...
Yeah, my 3 stories up, so be careful.
Yeah, I might not last. I don't think I have anything that can sort of cushion the fall.
Yeah, so you can just take the
I'll go down through the...
Yeah.
Through the house.
Oh, wow.
But also, Underscum's normally the one carrying me, so...
Yeah.
I'll be slower than usual.
Okay. Right, so we've sort of got two confrontations here. We've got Wall and and we've got Vasin and Nefaria. Nefaria.
And the spirit that totally isn't Nefarious.
Yeah, totally. It has a t-shirt saying that.
Absolutely. Well, if it was like literally on the end, you go, it's not mine.
New merch I just dropped. It'd be really funny if this obviously Nefera spirit wasn't actually Nefera and we've just been attacking Nefera for no reason.
Okay, so are people going to be trying to like calm the situation down now? Or
I want to cast Longstrider on myself and run.
What do I have? Do I have Counterspell?
Please, I want to see what Artifice's Counterspell looks like.
I don't actually think I have Art. I don't think I have it.
I don't know why I got this image of Wall's Counterspell as being him firing the gun anyway.
He just shoots the gun again. He's just like, actually, no, just shoots you in the hand.
Yeah.
That's shoots you in the knee.
Magic from him is just shooting him. So it's like, you know, knock, spell, I just shoot the door. It's all shooting.
I don't have a Counterspell.
So you're casting Longstrider?
I am.
And running away.
I am, yeah. I'm basically running. My aim is to try and smell out a blacksmith. I want to smell a blacksmith so I can try and destroy the sword.
You know where the Arcane Forge is.
I know where the Arcane Forge is, but it's one of those things where I need the closest one because you're soon going to be after me. And we can't have the same conversation we had before because someone tried to steal a sword.
Okay. Now, imagine this was in the middle of the night because people were on watch overnight. So, I mean, I'm imagining most blacksmith people are asleep.
It doesn't matter. I can start a forge. I just need to find a forge. I need to find a place to destroy this thing.
I do have the spell Expeditious Retreat, however, which I think is basically the same as Longstrider. I am faster with Longstrider. I'm faster with Expeditious Retreat. So the second, like, because he hasn't been told that this is the situation, he just sees Underscum running away with the sword, bonus action, casts Expeditious Retreat on himself, and is just gonna, like, start catching up. I presume he's got, like, a turbo function in his wheelchair.
Yeah, I mean, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, right.
It's the crab he has on the bottom of the wheelchair that he's just gonna like kick with one of his shitty little footless legs, and it just has a turbo function.
Yeah,
crab turbo.
This all makes perfect sense.
Cindy.
Yeah.
Oh boy, you ain't gonna like me too much.
Oh god.
So that was his bonus action, and then since Alm's cast a spell, and I presume it's running, he's going to do a double... I'm switching to an online roller, because all my dice are cocked. Online. Roll. Roller. Close enough. And that would be 2d20s. That will be a 21 and a 19 on the dice.
On the dice for?
Totals. Two more shots.
Oh, you're shooting at him again, right?
Yeah. Again, he's still like, he just seen Almut like jump bloodied out of a window with the sword, is presuming the worst.
Yeah. So did they hit him?
They both hit.
And then that will be 2d12s.
God.
Five. I'm just going to add all the damage together. Five, yeah. Six, seven, eight. 8 plus 12 is 20. 20 down to 10.
Right.
Oh, actually, your rage. Oh, no, you've taken damage. Never mind.
Yep.
Yep.
Which case, I'd like to pull out my Staff of Prisms.
Oh, no.
Staff of Prisms.
Okay. Yeah. I am going to point it back and I am going to cast Color Spray in your direction, because if there is no one else around you, this should be quite interesting.
Oh, no.
What role is that?
So,
oh, that is an actor I fell with.
So when it comes down to it, I basically cast a dazzling array of colours and rolled 6d10.
Oh, fuck.
Which... basically, anyone who happens to get in a particular cone, which I'm pointing in, which you would be in, and there is no saving throw. There is no saving throw. Basically, if I get to your hit points, you are blinded.
Cool. Only the already disabled person with blindness.
I was going to say, wait, okay, what's the range on Prismat on this spell?
I've almost definitely caught up with Arm by this point.
It's 15 feet, but you are literally around me. So I will roll the 10d6, and I just need to get over your HP. What is your HP?
My HP is 45.
Let's see what happens.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Good odds.
And it's a Hail Mary pass, I'm hoping here. Okay. 55! 55! You're blinded!
Wait! That's. That's insane!
That's so much.
That's like nine sixes or something.
Hold on, I've done that wrong. I've done that wrong. Sorry, my apology. Turn it back. I clicked too many times. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I was like, oh fuck. I mean, thankfully I have a count for this, so I'm fine.
Okay, that's 31. It doesn't blind you. It was literally a Hail Mary pass. So,
does it have any effect, or would it just? Was it just?
So literally, all it would have done is just blinded the person for the next turn, and that would have been it.
But they wouldn't take any damage.
They wouldn't take any damage at all.
Okay. Right. We'll pop back upstairs to the other two. So, Vassin, you are on top of Nefira.
I'm very sorry, this is going to burn. I'm going to spin round while sitting on Nefira, because I want to I need to see what the hell the spirit's doing. So you've just got, like, dragonborn ass, thankfully in underwear, spinning round on your back.
Such an odd image.
I'm in so much pain.
It's just like a really unconventional back massage.
For context to everyone in the chat, I am a 7'2", I think. 7'2" dragonborn. No, 7'1" dragonborn. And how big is Nefira?
Oh, felt. 6 foot, I think.
A prone 6 foot.
6'2".
Hey, welcome to the party. Thank you very much for joining us, darling gang. Darling Ang XOXO. So, I was smushing the whole thing together. That was terrible. But thank you very much for joining us and going for the follow. Please, carry on now.
well.
Could you please get off me?
Why is your shadow here? What the hell's the shadow doing?
It's not fine.
I guess, insight?
Yes. Go on, guess.
Everyone knows you're fucking good.
That is a 17.
You've seen when Nefaret. Sorry, I keep getting your name wrong. I do apologize. Nefira.
Right.
You've seen him cast this before, is that right? Like, you've seen these creatures when he's cast them?
I presume so, unless this is a new spirit.
You've seen my shadow a thousand times.
Yes.
Sorry, Stan just reminded me. I've completely forgot. Of course. So, darling Anne, XOXO, please take up your sword and let's take on this final boss fight together. I'm not John. I'm brand new to this. I forgot that little part. But it has to be officially done. Sorry. Anyway, nope, carry on. Nope.
Right, so I want to say you have advantage on this because you have some experience with when they cast things, you have seen it before. So if you want to roll with advantage, I know you said you rolled a 17.
Yeah, sure. I'll roll again, see if it's higher. That's a dirty 20.
Yeah, you've destroyed my deception. you know outright I'm lying.
Is the spirit being actively hostile? If the spirit has stopped being hostile, I'm not going to do anything. We're going to have a conversation. If it moves to attack me, there's going to be something painful.
It has stopped being hostile, but for right now it's actually looking for where Underscump has gone.
Well, I think Vason sort of stands up. He's keeping his heel in the, like, when he gets up, he puts his heel in the small of Nefira's back.
Could you move it a little bit up? That part of my lower back's been killing me for days.
I just push down. When he starts being cheeky, start talking. There's a bugbear with an evil sword, and I'm in my underpants.
Fantasy is coming true.
All the fan fiction's coming.
Oh no, we're unleashed upon the world.
I mean, again. In fairness, like, Vason has the build of like top swimmers and dragonboard, so like, hey, sure.
If anyone is the only person who's not official out of your character, that's an absolute fucking lie. You're built like a Dorito.
With swimmer's muscles.
A Dorito with swimmer's muscles.
So yeah, talking.
The sword, powerful. I kind of want power. Can we just leave it at that for now? I was hoping to do it very sneakily. Was it expecting Underscum to swoop in and take it? Can we just focus on the task at hand that Underscum has an evil sword? And it's not in the hands of the somewhat trustworthy warlock.
You just, one, denied the shadow was yours, tried to steal a sword in the middle of the night. Trustworthy is not what I would apply to you right now. Normally, I'd apply the point of a sword to you. Dismiss the spirit.
Ugh. Snap my fingers and it disappears.
It waves. It all feels bad.
I flip it the bird until it's bloody useless.
It's like, sort of begins to sort of slouch away, like really downcast, but then, you know, disappears.
Right.
So has violence between the two of you stopped?
Yes.
Yeah. I get up. I'm just going to pick Nefira up from the back of his shirt. You're going to cast spider climb on me. And I'm going to walk down the side of this building. If you try to do otherwise, I will fall on you.
No problem with that.
Are you happy to go along with this?
I do have a small thing to point out. Mm-hmm. Might be tapped on magic for today.
the full unimpressed face of this paladin as he just sort of like,
oh, I'm sorry. Basically, my patron doesn't give me as many benefits as your god. I have to do work for it.
Like, full on, I just throw him aside. If he catches his feet, he catches his feet. If he slams against the wall, he slams against the wall.
I was waiting for you to throw me out the window.
I'm not that cruel.
Yeah.
You said it was 40 foot?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Oh, God. I am not wearing my armor.
That help?
Which way did Am run? To the right or to the left?
I don't.
You could almost definitely hear like Wall shooting at him.
I was going to say you're probably going to hear the commotion of it all. Basically, you shooting me, shouting, "You can't have it back. It's not safe. You can't have it." It'd be quite obvious which way we went.
Yeah, there's a lot of yellow.
A quick out of character question because I don't know this. Does this area you're in, are there any? Is there a guard, an army, a militia, anything like that?
We haven't come across any yet.
It's all just criminals down here.
Yeah.
Criminals that Wall owes a lot of money.
Okay, right. So, like, no one's going to turn up to tell you to...
Oh, there's a guy who lives here, who technically it's his house. a older dragonborn.
Yes, sir. I think he's just letting us get on with it.
Yeah. Based on which way has run, I'm going to run to that end of the building, find the window that's nearest and probably because that's going to be all the movement I could reasonably do in a turn, prepare to jump out the window to land on
Nah, you can jump out the window if you want.
Fantastic. I'm going to jump out the window, hopefully to either land on or stick my sword in the wall to sort of like just slide down the side of the building.
Right, now pick one of them.
Oh no! Okay, so
you can try and do both. But that would be nigh on. That would be amazing.
I'm going to just aim for I can take 46 falling damage.
Okay.
I am in my underpants.
If you could roll a dex check to see what your aim is.
Can I do acrobatics?
Acrobatics, yeah.
Fantastic. That's a natural 20 either way. That would be a 25, but yeah, it's a natural 20.
That will do. So, you will take... Oh, that was a big roll. You will take 22 bludgeoning damage from the fall.
That's fine. I can take that. Puts me down to 43.
Boom, you're going to take 7 bludgeoning damage from a 7-foot-tall dragonborn falling on you. Oh, the sky.
Is that reduced down to 3?
Yeah.
Does that count as knocking him prone?
How big he... Well, he's a bugbear, isn't he? He's pretty big. I'm going to say, though, like, you sort of collided with him and... but what I will say is... Boom, could you make a dex saving throw?
Yeah. Now, this is where things are going to get more interesting. 10.
The sword slips from your grip as this massive dragonborn lands on you.
No.
And it sort of skitters in a weird way that might not seem physically possible. It's sort of like, it's like a triangle of the three of you, okay? And it's right in the middle of that triangle of Wall, Vassin, and yourself, Om.
You can't have it. You can't touch it. It's too dangerous. You gotta let me destroy this thing. You see me literally holding on to my staff now and really holding it and grinding it in my hands. I'm getting ready in case either one of you goes for it.
The three of you here in your mind, you can't trust them. You should take it for yourself. You can do such great things for me.
I think out loud I just say, "Oh, shut up, bitch." Because I have dismissed this sword previously. Right.
Why were you shooting at me, man?
I'm insulting the sword, not you.
Why have that sort of terrible thing and a terrible voice in it? And... No, we need to destroy that thing already, all right?
You can tell that, like, it's probably, Wall's probably fallen for it as he's, like, reloading all it, and these bullets, are, like, I've started to, like, take on, like, a sickly purple hue to them. And he's just kind of, like, mumbling to himself in Abyssal.
Oh, dear, that doesn't sound good. I'll say, Nuri, this, you reach the bottom because you were clever enough to take the stairs. And you come out and see this sort of situation. You don't hear anything yet because you're not quite as close.
No. Does anybody need healing? Or does anybody look like they need healing?
Yep.
I wouldn't mind.
Yep. I'll cast healing word then.
Thank you, Nuri.
You might just be prolonging this fight.
Right. Yep. As you, like, I see the healing go off, Wall is just going to, like, be like, okay, and then just, let's have to start rolling those dice again. Be like, oh, I'm going to heal my party members, and I'll be like, I'm going to unheal them.
I have the self-appraiser. Oh, I'm waiting for something to happen. I will cast off if you do something.
Wall, like, has shot, but the gun jammed and the bullet has got, like, stuck, and he tries to pull it out, but he can't manage to do it.
If I've seen you try to do something, I'm going to be casting now, if that's all right.
I'm going to stop you all.
All right.
Now, for the sake of fun, my fun, I'm going to say, Walt, you did manage to get a shot off. You fired.
Ooh.
But the bullet seems to slow and slow and slow and then stop. And everything else seems to have stopped around all of you. Now, you all feel relatively normal, you know, but you can tell there's something wrong with the world, as it were. Nefera, you find yourself sort of weirdly teleported amongst your... I was going to say friends, but I think that ship has sailed.
We were never friends.
I shouldn't have trusted you from the start.
Together. And what you see, just in sort of in front of the bullet, and would have perhaps been hit had they knocked up, is a kobold.
Adorable. I love kobolds.
Well, they are adorable, but I have for a long time been running the kobold association for bringing dignity back to their race. They are adorable, but they're also professional and intelligent and, you know, wonderful creatures.
Professionally adorable.
Yeah. I did run a game of the Three Cobalteers. Oh my God. I made them badass hero, and I was one of my favorite things I've ever run.
I have something to DM you later, Richard. You'd like it.
The kobold sort of just seemed to appear out of nowhere, and she's wearing like a suit with a tie. She's got glasses and like a clipboard, and she sort of appears and looks at the bullet and goes, oh, and sort of she taps the bullet and it just drops. I don't know whether it's like purely a magical energy thing or if it's actually a projectile, but whatever it is, it's not working. It's gone. And she looks at her clipboard and starts flicking through some pages. And then says, are any of you named Cherish? Cherish, anyone?
No.
Dax. Walt's trying to fix his gun. He's not listening.
Dax.
No.
Brim.
No.
I
mean, maybe. To be fair, I don't know what my real name is, but
I mean, I don't know of a Tedax and a Trim.
Yeah.
Cherish.
I may have the wrong file. And she'll point at. Who would she point to? Who looks? I know she's going to point you. Nuri, you seem the most reasonable. what is your name?
It's Nuri, but it also seems to be Magpie as well, floating around. Some lady told me.
And she flicks through some more pages. And that must make you Wall? That's your name? As you're quickly reloading.
He's like reloading, and he's like...
While all this distraction's going, I'm just so slowly leaning down to try and pick up the sword.
Wall's just going to re-aim it at you, just like, put that down!
They're
sort of like lifted as he moves towards the sword. There is a sword being lifted towards him. It's not the sword he wants.
Okay.
Just I'm pushing that one down.
right now, you're all in a field of energy that's going to prevent you from interacting with the world, including that sword. Okay, so you can't hurt anyone. You can't, you know. So just relax.
Oh, God, are we in group therapy?
No, but I would recommend it when you've got a moment, because I've just been watching this for a bit.
We can't hurt anyone.
For the time being.
Just a fist flies out and tries to hit the clothes. Whoever happens to be next door, just to say...
speed he's going to sprint out for that sword.
I'll say, yeah, that'll probably be me that gets punched by
Well, can try, but it's not going to work.
Wow. That's magic, that is.
You're casting Mage Hand and grabbing the sword back.
You can cast Mage Hand as long as you like.
You know, I'm just taking the sword back. See, it's not technically dealing damage.
No, but it's...
They said we couldn't interact with the world.
Yeah. He just looks at it, just like, oh, God damn it.
Yes, damn it. It is frustrating. Now, imagine how frustrating it is for me, because this is my job, and every day I've got to explain to people that they can't interact with the world. Then they try and shoot me or kill me or whatever. Then, you know, then try and run away. It gets very old very quickly. None of that is going to work.
Wait, we can interact with you?
I'm just cautious.
Comes out with a finger just to try and prod.
That's quite rude. Which is, you know, boundaries. It's, you know.
Right.
But yes, basically, my employer would like to have just a chat, a nice chat with all of you. My name is Kellogg.
Oh my God.
I am my employer's assistant. I do all sorts of jobs for him. But right now, because he's working on his new book, we're tracking down various adventuring parties and asking them some questions.
We were kind of in the middle of something.
Well, yes. Our concern was that some of you might die.
Right.
It wouldn't be impossible to get answers then. It would be more expensive. So if we could have this chat, and then you can get back to killing each other. Is that okay? Is that acceptable to everyone?
Well, I kind of have a time limit on how much my certain abilities do.
Everything will go back to just how it was. Do not worry.
Okay. All right. Bye.
I've got to go into a bit of a prepared script at this moment, okay?
Sorry, I hate to interrupt, but I'm in my underpants.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any chance of some clothes?
I mean that would be interacting with the world. I'll see what I can do.
Look, a dressing gown. That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah, and she flips through a clipboard again, and then seems to put a finger on something. And yes, you get a grey dressing gown.
We could get clothes from you. Can I have a top hat? and like a top hat?
No. Oh. Because there's a 50-50 chance my employer's going to be wearing a top hat. And I guarantee he will be upset.
Ebola! Ebola, then. Yeah, yeah. I've heard of people wearing bowls on their heads.
Bowls. A bowl, yes. And you get a bowl.
Dapper.
Very elegant. Now, as I say, I do have a slight prepared script I've got to go through at this point. And she takes out a little, sort of like a whistle from her pocket and blows it, and there's a high-pitched note. And then she goes back to her clipboard and goes, "Honored adventurers, please welcome a man of many talents. Adventurer, best-selling author, advice columnist, stage magician and raconteur. A man who has been knighted, ennobled, worshipped, complimented and condemned. 2-time winner of the Sirrah's Medal for Excellence in Lying and ranked 4th in the world for most death sentences survived. Warlock extraordinaire, my employer, my friend, Archimedes Despair." And with a flourish, sort of throws his cape up into the air, and then it comes down across this figure, and there is a tall, well-dressed tiefling, not wearing a top hat, but does have a sort of crown on, as well as carrying a cane. You find it very hard to tell how old they are. They've got like sort of the red tiefling skin, but anywhere between like 20 and 50, it's really weird. They've got a very bright smile, very white teeth. And this cape has now just appeared over their shoulder in a very dashing way. And he points his cane at Kellogg and says, "Thank you, Kellogg, for the introduction. Greeting, friends, and thank you for affording me this time." And he sort of waits, and then Kellogg just sort of goes, just clap. And they start clapping. And looks around, expecting all of you to clap.
Wall is just like holding his gun, still just very confused, and looks really tired.
A very Nori will clap politely.
Who is
Nori? Kellogg knew he picked the right one to go to Nori. Yeah. Yes. And so Archimedes seems satisfied with the applause. I'm sure Kellogg here has filled you in on the details.
No.
As I say, my name is Archimedes Despair. Feel free to call me Archimedes, or my friends call me Archie, and I'm happy to have as many friends as possible. You know. Now, I'm working on a new book about adventurers. I was for a long time an adventurer. Sadly, all of my colleagues are dead, or, you know, suffering unspeakable torments, or we're not on speaking terms. So I thought I could have a chat with some other adventurers and get some material for my book. How does that sound?
Will there be a picture book version? I'm still learning to write.
Okay. We'd have to speak to the publisher.
Okay.
But I'm sure we can work something out.
And I'm apparently very good at dragon. If you do ancient dragon, apparently I can read that quite nicely.
We never figured out how.
Kellogg is taking a lot of notes at this point. Seems to be like, jotting down what everyone's saying. Now, while this is a work of non-fiction, please feel free to exaggerate, embellish, lie, for the good of the story. That'd
be false honour. That'd be false glory.
I don't know if you've been watching, but we've kind of been doing that for like the past hour and a bit.
What's happening, Yuri?
I've not been watching. I had an appointment. So I've been brought a drink.
Sorry. Just outside in the backyard.
A different kobold appears and brings you a drink.
Thank you, Kent. And takes a look. All my kobolds are called names beginning with K.
Carlos, Candy,
Kratos.
Well, you don't want to see Kratos, he's a terrible one. Bad temper.
Was there Keira Knightley.
Clark, oh my god.
Kent, with a K. Kevin Kline. it was a fun idea that I've stuck with for about 2 years now.
Crusty Kobold.
Many. I don't have any money to pay you for your time. Well, I do, but I'm not going to give you it. So let's just say this is like a friendly chat.
Do you have any spells that shatter powerful cursed weapons?
Yes, several.
Oh, yes, excellent. Right, you're just the one we need to talk to. Oh, yes.
I apologize.
Restore spell slots to someone.
I have some. For my purposes.
So you can't destroy the sword?
Or just raises an eyebrow. People are like, oh, let's break the sword. What just raises an eyebrow like? You know, it doesn't work like that.
I feel you're missing the point. You're getting distracted by some business about a sword.
But if you destroy the sword for us, then we will tell you everything you could possibly want and probably a bit too much more information on top of it.
Well, tell you what.
Huh?
If you tell me good stories, I shall help you.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't read too many books in the past, so I don't know many stories.
But it's your stories, your life.
But they haven't been written before.
Well, perhaps we start with someone else.
do you really want a war story?
Do I want whose story, sorry?
No, I said, do you want a war story?
I want whatever stories you want to tell. And Kello here, she'll jot them down.
There was once a hungry, hungry caterpillar.
And so what I'm guessing is you were the hungry caterpillar, and as you ate more, this was your metamorphosis into a bugbear. That's very interesting. Get that down, Kello.
But... Actually, to be fair, I have no idea how I came to be. It could be.
Okay, let's start with something. What is your party called?
I don't think we have a name. I really think you'd call us an adventuring party either.
At one point.
Mm. We were the Troll Skulls.
Troll Skulls?
Troll Skulls Tavern.
Aren't we?
I think when we came up with it, it was after the Troll Skulls, just for a second, is where we called home base. But I can't remember, it was Troll Skulls something. Or it might be just the Troll Skulls.
This is great stuff, great stuff. Troll Skulls. Tell me, let's start with. And he looks to Kellogg, and Kellogg goes, Sergeant
Yeah. And I thought you wanted to start with someone else.
Kellogg here advises you might be the best one to start with. And she tells me your name is Underscum?
It used to be until this lot didn't like me calling me that after they knew why I was called that.
Okay.
It's a slur.
That's very unfortunate. As you say, can you tell me about your childhood? What made you want to take up this line of work?
They're two very different questions, but I suppose I do kind of blend into one. When I was born, I don't remember that, but with my childhood, I was raised in a cave by the drow.
By the drow.
not allowed to see the daylight or any light. I was left in a cave and taught to fight and to eat what I killed, and slowly they were sending bigger and bigger things, and then they would move me, and then they would be the ones who talked to me, who were kind, but I was hungry, and I was very hungry. I did what I had to do. And then there was the voice, the female voice, which would sing. She would sing a terrible, terrible lullaby. Well, and I was there for years and years and ages, and
Archimedes is eating some popcorn as this goes on, and well, so this is brilliant. This is tragic. This is you know, this is an incredible story.
It was the girl. I was saved by another adventurer who I was supposed to eat, but he got me out. He fed me, he took me somewhere safe, and told me that I had to find a better way, because I could be better, but I had to get past my animalistic rage, and told me to try music and to try entertaining and to try and become a pacifist, which has been so hard. So hard.
This story, I mean, it's genuinely touched me. This is amazing.
She still speaks to me at night. She still whispers that song.
And this adventure who saved you, what was their name?
That was Riordan. Riordan of Friday. A very brave monk. Very powerful one. Actually, he saved the world from the death curse, so they say.
And Armin's going to sit the color. Make a note of that one. We'll try and speak to him as well. He sounds a good one. And Kellogg makes a note. They'll track that one down as well.
Be sure to get him on a good day. The voices in his head can get very boisterous sometimes.
Good to know. And so after you were saved, you went on a better path, it sounds?
I tried. I went around, and the only problem is that I found that people were kind of afraid of bugbears. I don't blame them. He's monsters.
You're not a monster. I've had that word thrown at me and it hurts.
Oh, when it comes down to it, it's a way of categorizing. I understand why they call me it. I am a part of a race which is usually the ones who go around killing and maiming, and the fact of the matter, though, is I just don't want to be known for the sake of my race. I want to prove that a monster doesn't mean that you're monstrous. It's just a part of the description that you had no choice of. Does that make any sense?
It's very insightful.
At that moment, I think Vason's just going to look directly at Wall.
You're like, catch, like, Wall, like, looking back at you. Wall looks fucking exhausted. Like, for reference, he looks like he hasn't, like, slept in, like, he's, like, not been out for, like, that long, but he just looks like he's just absolutely exhausted.
That's become my goal, really, is to try and help any of the monsters who aren't really monstrous, just misunderstood. And to take down as many drow as possible, because they're all evil.
Oh. Oh. That took a turn there.
Well, no. When it comes down to it, they are true evil. I thought I'd met a good drow, but I've been proven wrong very recently. And slowly turning and gazing at Nefira.
And Nefira just glanced at you with a look of... One, that was racist. Two, kind of fair.
And I don't think it's fair. Wolf is just going to chime in and be like, you can't... the whole reason... You don't accept other people because they're different and you're expecting us to accept you? That's not fair. I know the way that you look at me is completely backwards. And the way that you look at him is completely backwards. Before you can accept yourself, you need to learn how to accept other people.
I can accept most, but when it comes down to staring at the thing which causes your nightmares, the little thing which tortured you for years upon years, and so far I have not found a decent example of a good one.
Because you keep murdering them.
I don't murder them unless they get stuck in my way. I normally avoid them. I normally try to...
You can't lie to me, I have seen the way that you treat them. It doesn't matter that you've had a bad experience with one or two individuals. If you expect us to accept you, you need to accept them.
So you want me to leave the ones trying to kill us?
It's like, no, if they're attacking us, that's fine. You can attack them back. But the way that you have been going...
All the ones you've seen me do.
I've been traveling with you for God knows how long, begrudgingly. And I've seen the way that you act around them. It's incredibly fucked up. And you expect me to, like, accept myself in the way that you look at those drow? No. You can't have it both ways. It doesn't work like that.
I've tried. I've tried to do better. I tried believing that maybe, there was a decent one. I thought we had an example of a decent drow. And I got proven wrong.
Vason sort of like does the arm gesture of sort of like trying to get between them, even though we can't really move. It's just like,
I just like to point out I'm half drow.
Okay, shush you.
Half too much.
Very little you could say today is going to be good for you. Just, we can sort this. Let's continue telling stories rather than get ourselves to the point of actually killing one another.
Yes. Anyway, yes. To be fair, I have gone so far as to deny myself the righteous takedown that was so destined for me.
You tried to drown that man when you could have just ended him quickly and easily. And the way that you tried to break each of his legs...
I tried to go in and try and take him down, and you lot came in and spoiled my stealth.
No, we spoiled your fun.
You took away my chance for my divine right.
No, you were trying to get revenge. You wanted to torture that man to death. There's nothing righteous about that.
Well, I can see things are getting
tense. You don't know what that thing did to me.
I don't care what it did to you. You need to learn how to deal with your... everything in a way that doesn't endanger us and yourself and people that are merely bystanders that can't help the way that they were born.
Coming from the people that have been down here slaughtering anything which walks in their path.
You really don't know who you talk to, do you? You don't listen.
Let's have a quick break. This is in character, by the way. would anyone care for a cocktail? Because I'm going to have one.
Yes, please. A strawberry sundae, if you'd be so kind.
Yes.
I'll take whatever you got that's strong.
Yes. Do you have anything with elemental lightning?
Let me check. Kent's specialities. He does what he calls a fireball. That's very good.
Give it a try.
Okay. Cool. Fireball.
As a player, I have bad experiences with fireball.
As a player, I love Fireball.
Oh no, as a player, I really love Fireball, but my previous character in this campaign died due to Fireball.
It's just a cocktail. It is not an actual Fireball. Or I could make you an Eldritch Blast.
No. I have a strawberry sundae. I will supply the strawberries.
Do you have any cocktails that are non-murdery?
Well, I mean, none of them kill you. They just have fun names. Kent used to own a bar. It was his gimmick.
Oh. And if you look over to all, like, the strawberry sundaes are non-murdery.
Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of lactose. I used to be lactose intolerant. I think I'm okay now. I'll just have neat, whatever. Nothing cuts it, so whatever.
Just give me a bottle of whiskey.
I mean, it's sort of a personal rule of mine, and I know Kent is a professional at this. He doesn't serve neat drinks. He will get up.
All right, fine. Serve an untidy whiskey.
Yep. And you all get very elaborate cocktails. And some chairs have also appeared, so if anyone wants to have a sit, they can have a sit.
Wait, what's Miri having?
Imagine they swoop up behind us, the chairs. Yes,
they're right. Yeah. Yes, Miri, what would you like to drink?
Mead, please. I mean, you can make it as fancy as you like. Yes, I don't mind.
Yeah. It just got sparklers in and, you know, all sorts of things.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't think I can taste the sparkles, but, you know.
Oh, you'll taste these sparkles.
Rogue, no.
So you have a quick alcohol break. And I think I'm going to... Perhaps I'm hoping to change the atmosphere a bit tense. Nuri, you seem like a very reasonable, non-violent, murderous person. How did you come to be in this group?
Oh, well, you know, I was just travelling around as I was doing. I was actually on the search for something, but the church didn't actually tell me what I was on the search for. And usually that gets me into trouble because I like to pick up things.
I see, yes.
And I just sort of came across them as I was picking up things.
Oh, so have you found anything particularly interesting?
I wouldn't say we have done. I can't think of any sort of relics and things, and I'll sort of flip through, sort of like my open up my sleeve like I do with all like the little trinkets and stuff in. Like, you know, like those old-fashioned like salesmen with all the watches.
Yes. Oh, that's very very practical.
I mean, nothing of value, you know, that would value any of the party, I suppose. Flicking through.
Oh, going to a bazaar.
To a bazaar, you say?
Yeah, all the trinkets you're carrying would be fantastic.
Yeah, I must admit, could do a lucky dip.
You like make scale mail with all your trinkets?
Just stick them all on like one of those avant-garde, like teddy outfits.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Chainmail, pin it all on.
Has anybody seen that before? I try to think of the designer. He's a very I can't think of his name, but you would know his Japanese sort of art. Like designs and things. He's very well known. I'm trying to think of his name. Like, you would know his style, but basically he made like a giant gummy bear out of like lots and lots of like different things into resin. Like a full-sized gummy bear.
Ooh.
Like,
Larry,
of mounds of like things. So it's like, yeah. So like, I can imagine her having armor very much like his things. I'll see if I can find some of his things. Doki Doki, I think. It's like the brand that he worked for. But, like, you definitely, as soon as I brought it up, you'd be like, yeah, that's, like, the epitome of Japanese, like, fashion. And he is basically, like, the creator of it.
So you're looking for a relic, a particular relic?
Yep. I have no idea what it is. They just sent me out to find it. To be honest, I think they just saw me to go out and look for this thing to get rid of me. I'd been at the monastery since I was a child. You know, I was left there on steps, don't know my mum and dad. And I think I just ended up annoying them, so they sent me out to find something, hoping that I wouldn't be back for a little while.
Thought you said that there's that whole thing of that three-part God apocalypse thing.
Yeah, that's come later. But before that, what I mean is that the monastery did send me out to find something. But it was just sort of like, it was more just to get me out of their hair, hoping that I wouldn't come back. And then I did come back with her husband, which they weren't very happy about. And then they sent me off again.
A husband? We've got a romantic angle now. And where is your husband?
Oh, he's in another dimension.
Oh.
I met in a tavern.
Long-distance relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, and Nuri will sort of pull down the collar of her robe and be like, "Oh, and we have this. This is how we communicate." And it's an ornate leather choker around her neck.
See, this is fascinating. This is exactly the detail that I'm looking for. We've had the tragic story. Now we've got this great romance. It's bestseller written all over it. And how did you find this group?
I mean, it's a nicer family than what I had at the monastery. At least they actually want to keep me around.
Oh, yeah. I'm very touched. A lot of the adventurers I meet don't have the emotional intelligence that you all seem to possess. It's a lot of just, you know, a lot of answers is just four gold, you know.
Mason sort of like sticks his hand out and he does sort of that like, are you so sure? Like hand tilting side to side gesture.
Let's see.
I mean, he's not wrong.
I am seriously starting to regret letting you stay at the skull troll. The troll skull.
Well, I see there's a fellow tiefling amongst us. I am correct on a goat that Wall's a tiefling. Goat, do we?
I'm muted. Sorry. I wasn't going to tell you otherwise.
Oh, that was loud. So loud.
Sorry. Is it, well, Wall's not going to tell you otherwise. You're like, you're a tiefling. Wall's like, yeah, sure.
Do they look like a tiefling?
Oh, yeah, no, he looks like...
I won't pry out a character into any more of what that means, but just wanted to check I wasn't getting that wrong.
Yeah, he looks like a purple-skinned tiefling. He's got like there's something like kind of weird that's gone on with his feet, but like he doesn't have any. But it could just be that he's like had an accident or something when he was a kid. Fuck knows. But all intents and purposes, he looks like a tiefling.
Now, Kellogg tells me that you were trying to shoot someone when that's a lot. But yes, tell me your story.
I'm a shopkeeper. I'm just here to pay off some debts. And he points at the sword. Is like, yeah, that's mine, and he stole it.
Well, hang on a second. What about that monster that lives inside you?
Just like, there isn't a monster that lives inside me. He does like big quotation marks.
Oh, you are a monster. But it lives inside you.
No, it lives inside the sword. I'm just going.
Is it? It's the sword. Oh! Oh, we can save him.
At this point,
Paul looks really like offended by both of those comments. He's like, yeah, totally.
Archimedes is going to step forward and pick up the sword and go, oh, this sword is what was stolen from you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he seems to go quiet for a minute and he goes, mm-hmm, uh-huh, no, I don't think so, and puts the sword back where he found it. It talks. Did you know that? Talk to me.
Yeah, she's a bitch.
Well,
there's
just a bit,
more of a reason to get rid of it.
But you had a shop. Now, is this sword from your shop?
Technically, I guess so.
Was it in your inventory that you would sell to customers?
No.
What did you sell in your shop?
You can tell that like Wallace just like giving you as little answers as physically possible. He's like, I sell firearms and other things. Kind of like that makes it sound really illegal. No, I sell prosthetics as well, but there's only so many people who have no limbs and a lot of people that need them.
Like tiefling to tiefling, and I've had my own problems with the law. It does sound like you're doing something that is incredibly illegal. But I'm not judging because, you know.
Kind of sounds like you are, though.
Oh, no, I mean, I've done many illegal things and I'm proud of most of them. But yes, and so you're in debt, you say, and that's what's brought you out here.
It's like there's not really any way that I'd be travelling with these people if I wasn't in debt.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I'm very welcome. I'm my charming company.
Hmm.
Who are you in debt to?
He like, looks around, like kind of gesticulates to the under fucking city that we're in. He's like, oh, you know, I wouldn't say no one important, but you know, some people that have a lot of fucking power.
Ah.
He's in debt to the universe.
Yeah, you could say.
So you are potentially in danger. And this danger has driven you out to adventure.
You know what? That sounds like the best thing that you could put in your book. Mm. Sure, you can go with that story.
Yeah, I mean, you're not giving me much to be fair.
I mean, you're interviewing adventurers, not shopkeepers.
All right, the next book, when it's about shopkeepers, I'll come back and talk to you. I mean, this is all fascinating. So, you know, where are you from?
Well, it's just getting more and more suspicious.
Yeah, I mean, like, sort of out of character, your characters can tell him whatever you want. You can lie, you can refuse to talk. Like, you know, whatever your character would say to this person. This very much is a thing for like just getting you to tell your stories, like with like character development, or sort of, you know, people know more about your characters with John being away. That was the opportunity. whatever you want to tell Archimedes, true, lie, half truth, whatever. Just or tell him to, you know, sod off. That's
very much the camp where Wall is right now. He's just like, just water deep.
Water deep. Yes, nice and non-specific.
No, a city's pretty specific.
I'm not going to give you my postcode if that's what you're trying to go for.
Archimedes is going to look at us and I don't think you're telling me the truth.
Oh, he totally isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, if this is a corporeal plane, to be front, I would shoot you. Probably wouldn't have much effect, but I would shoot.
Oh, no, many people have tried.
I heard the intro, don't worry.
Yes, yes, it's good, isn't it?
Why are you called the Spare, by the way?
Well, that's just my name.
But like, you're named after fruit.
Why are you the Spare for?
And I'm going to mean you laugh and I'll see it. Can I put that in? I like that. That's a good joke.
So is it true?
What are you the Spare for?
My name is Archimedes Despair, as in sadness and loneliness. But it is just...
Oh! Right, it's sorry. I thought you were saying the Spare.
No.
Like you were some, like, clone of yourself or something.
No, although I can't rule that out.
I must admit, I was wondering where the pair was, to be fair. I thought you'd be holding.
Well, if you was a spare, there would be a pair.
Well, it's always nice to have a spare pair. I'll get through my main one very quickly.
Walter's looking at his gun, contemplating things right now.
Yes. Yes, Archimedes.
This is going to stand a very dejected.
It's the name my parents gave me.
You know what? I'm glad I don't have parents then.
As you can see, I'm quite chipper.
It's a tiefling naming thing. They do a lot of sarcastic backwards names.
Mm. Oh. Right. Now, at the moment, I'm just thinking of a fruit salad. Just pear, peaches. Like peaches. Apple. Please feel free to take over and just immediately talk over me and carry on the conversation.
I just mentioned to reply to Stanza in the chat. Is not related to Clark Kent. Clark Kent, as I've discussed, is dead.
Oh no!
Don't tell the DC universe.
Yes, this is a different D&D reality. Clark Kent was a kobold minion who was executed for his many, many crimes.
No.
Yeah.
Was it with a particularly green blade?
No,
he had by a very angry alien.
He goes, well, apologies, but we're gonna probably focus less on you in the book.
Good.
I think that might be pleased about that. And then
also as well, just a heads up, I have, I think, an older brother who would kill you if you did that.
You have an older brother who would kill me?
I think. I don't know what my relation is. He said he is my brother, but he said if I or anyone wrote about me for your safety, no, for my safety, not because he's an asshole, but I think he is also an asshole. His words, not mine. So probably don't put my name in your book because he's kind of a dick.
Yeah. Is it Wall W-O-L?
Yeah, the infernal name spelling for son.
Yeah, you're right. He gets a chapter, Kellogg, okay? I'll not have anyone tell me what I've put in my
book. Oh, for context, the bitch and the sword is the mum? Very weird family stuff going on there.
Wait. Your mum is the god of the drought?
That explains so much now.
Yes, it's gone very Oedipal.
Your mum's the goddess of the drought. No wonder you like him so much.
Have I got her at my... No! She's not the goddess of the drought. That's Loaf. My mum is not Loaf.
But how do you know her name?
Because you scream
it's
at all
very
the time.
Suspicious.
I read books. I know what drows. I have two drow employees. I know who Loth is.
I mean, even I know who Loth is, and I don't even worship her pantheon.
We did it in Ori in school. When you do about like the culture.
That's the idea.
It's such a pain in the Ori to sit through, isn't it?
Does she sing to people more regularly?
Huh?
What?
Does Loaf normally do lullabies?
No.
Very creepy.
Usually
involves spiders.
Yes. That's not a good thing, though. You kind of want to avoid that.
How? Oh, masterful person who knows that. How do you avoid that? Because she does it every night. I'm getting very worried. Well, it could be in my head, but it's very distinct. Didn't sound like any of the other drow that were there.
And if it was like legitimately, if it was like, are you asking me this question?
Yeah. When it comes down to it, defective matrix, if it's something which is bad, I need to know how to make it stop.
Have you tried, like, humming a tune to yourself that's catchier?
Well, the difficulty is that I'm kind of asleep when it happens. Or trying to, sort of like half awake, half asleep. Yeah, not in a very singy mood.
This is all fascinating. Great character stuff. But I think, would anyone like to go next? I see we've got two people I've not spoken to.
Since you're in need of a story, and I think Underscum kind of needs some context here. Hi, I'm Nefera. So, Underscum, you want to know the story of how I got in contact with Lolth in the first place?
So,
I'm not originally from around here. I come from very far north, Icewind Dale. I don't know if you've heard of it. It is fucking cold. 99% of the time. The idea of summer is you get to wear one extra scarf less than usual. And
That sounds cool.
It's still freezing cold. Your puns are not appreciated, dragon.
No need to be so wise.
You know what? Mason smiles at that one because, like, it's not an insult. He wants to be a dragon.
It's like, oh, someone called me a dragon.
But anyway, I was a bit of a bastard child, quite literally. Half blood here. So, as soon as I could, I started doing mercenary work. I actually teamed up with a wonderful band of mercenaries. We popped around the brains, trying to think, that was it, 5 cities in Icewind Dale?
I think it's 10 towns.
Yeah, 10 towns. Doing odd jobs, hunting, collecting bounties, whatever. One day, things go a bit south. Kind of got caught in the middle of an ambush. Entire mercenary squad wiped out. I was the sergeant of that squad. I was the only one who managed to survive by some misfortune. And I came across a small shrine that I assumed was to Lolth. And I just prayed for anything to get me out of that situation. And all I got for it, and he summons the rapier, was this.
Oh. Are you a warlock?
I am indeed.
Oh, I'm a warlock as well. I was a warlock. Anyway, I wrote several books about it. About being a warlock. Some were more like self-help books.
I could do with some of those.
Oh, well, Kellogg, make a note. I need to get a copy of my books. So I have Selling Your Soul in a Buyer's Market. That's very helpful. Meet Me at the Crossroads. That's less advice. And this next one is How to Win Patrons and Eldritch Blast People, a guide for warlocks. That's very good for, like, navigating a lot of the problems you get in the warlock life.
Vason sort of just raises his hand after, like, he says the comment of, like, was a warlock, lets him get through all of this. It just goes,
it's very polite.
Can you retire from being a warlock? Like, is that what happened?
You can get a promotion
to a cleric.
Well, first of all, I find that offensive that you think that's the higher level. But more like I make deal now, and I'm the patron.
Oh, okay.
But I'm a very reasonable patron.
Do you demand the souls of those that I kill in exchange to not eat mine?
No, I don't do that.
Ah. I'll make a note that I may need your number.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got a business card. Kellogg, yeah.
Thank you, Kellogg. Nice and crisp.
I sort of love the idea that we can't interact with existence, so like Nefiria gets the business card and it just like falls out of his hands because we can't physically contact it.
We can interact with you, and you know, yeah, you can't. You couldn't interact with us or the world around.
I don't like the sound of that.
Well, yes, that's how you came. So, who is your patron?
Well, like I said, it's Lolth, hence the spider rapier and all the cool spider powers.
I just wanted to double check that, you know. Well,
I've got the suspicion that you think I'm wrong.
I mean, you know, I'm in the business. There's a lot of lying goes on. A lot of lying.
But why would you be a warlock rather than a cleric? Lolth is a god.
I don't know. The idol was of a spider. I assumed it was Lolth. I was very young at the time and a bit shell-shocked.
I mean, you really should ask for a copy of the contract.
Again, hold straight there. This is the copy of the contract. I can't get rid of it. Look, throws it away, and like 2 seconds later, it reappears in his hand. It's like, see?
Was there something you were trying to say there?
You gotta see that. It's gonna be very difficult, very sort of taken at this point. It seems to be fighting with himself for a moment.
Out of character, I was generally concerned you weren't okay.
No, really kind of, it's literally along the lines of, yeah, Lolth, Drow, Dryder and Spiders are pretty much all of Umm's triggers, and is currently trying to work through that kind of thing. And to then hear that the person who Nuri told him was okay and safe, and now get all of that information, is like, oh no. It is the most, for the sake that we've been sleeping in the same room together, we've been doing our bits and pieces, we've been doing a lot of things. We'll let you eat a troll skull.
I live a troll skull now.
Yeah. You should probably ask more questions of people when you meet, like, if you're going to collaborate.
I trusted Nuri. Nuri said it would be okay. I trusted Nuri.
Could you just calm emotions? I'm kind of tapped for spells today.
Drinks furiously from his cup.
That drink will help calm him down.
But anyway,
yes.
Back to things. So, make the deal, and I start making my way south as well.
Ooh, that was
his own. Ha ha! Welcome, Mei-chan. Please take up your sword and join the fight, and help us take on this final boss fight. Which is something like that. It's not the exact wording, but it's along the right lines. I'm just a temp.
I think it's an improvement.
But thank you very much for following and joining on this wonderful, wonderful game and evening and every other thing which we will do. Thank you. And on with the game.
Yes. Make my way through Waterdeep, teamed up with the Harpers for a bit, didn't officially get inducted, again, let us know, you go with the money, and ended up with these guys after a failed madman tried to sacrifice half the city to sate his urges.
Well, I mean, these stories are proving very interesting. As I said, we'll have to do some work on walls to punch it up a bit. But I think we might add something about him hating his brother.
I don't hate him, he's just a dick. And no, I've only met him like twice.
No, I know you don't, but I'm going to stir up some trouble.
Let's not do that. We've had enough trouble for now.
I think it might just be starting. With our Dragonborn friend here.
I mean, not really that much to say. This is why I'm here. I'm writing my story. From the Temple of Zorquan up north. Largest in my clutch. Only bronze in my clutch as well. Which was all right. Just a little unusual. Most, like, half of the rest of them were like gems. There was a couple of emeralds in there that were very pretty.
Did that make you feel isolated and different?
I mean, not particularly. There are other metallics in there.
How many clutch siblings did you have?
Oh, I mean, we wouldn't necessarily use that term. No concept of, like, we don't use the concept of family.
Oh, fascinating.
So, technically, for all I know, I could have been punching my parents half my life. At least based on what I've been told about parents. I was just good athlete, being raised at the temple. Went off to the outpost when I was old enough to swim unattended. Had a couple of rough and tumbles a bit early with a Sahagrin, which was very fun to do, because it turned out that, like, when a Sahagrin bit me, it flew halfway across the ocean. That was a very interesting moment.
It's very interesting.
Been very useful having people bounce off me sometimes.
Now, why is that?
I don't really know. I mean, the masters at the temple looked a little perturbed when they thought it. It's a little unusual for a bronze dragonborn. But, like, I guess it's just a blessing.
Or a curse.
Savor your cursed as well. That's terrible.
I mean, technically, I took the last curse I was given. I turned into the ability to, like, do this, and he sort of, like, just tosses his sword in the air as if he was going to, like, fly off the cliff, and just summons it back to his hand. So, like, curses can be repurposed. It's a perspective thing.
I mean, I've got like 15. It's, you know, and it's never slowed me down.
Wait, curses aren't bad.
Oh, I'm glad to. Curses? I mean, no. Some of them are just bad. Like, there was a guy who was cursed with, like, 3 days to live. Mm. Came to the temple once. It was a rush job to, like, get it dispelled. Well, yeah. It was fascinating to watch. Guy was, like,
how does that one work?
Turning to stone?
If you're cursed with 3 days to live, but the next day you're still cursed with the 3 days to live, does that mean that you get more days? You're just going to see, I'm really trying to figure this one out, just mumbling on to a stone.
The healers told me that's not how it worked. I asked the same question.
You do have to be careful with curses if you're too literal. You don't, you know, you've got to word them well to avoid that sort of thing.
But no, yeah, no, I was just, I was trained top of my class in terms of, like, athletics training, champion swimmer, got the title 3 years in a row. Baza sort of matured and whatnot. They said, off you go. Go get your story. Like, it's a bit of a ritual for the temple. Essentially, not quite like yours, Neri. This is normal. We do this all the time. It happens all the time. Since we were sent out to prove ourselves, try to ascend, at least for a period of time. Well, like, the ascension is meant to be, like, a life goal, all this, but you're sent out to, like, experience the world, do good deeds, or evil deeds if you're a chromatic. I don't know what the gems do. I guess they go around and pick and choose. But yeah, so that's why I was in Waterdeep. I came to write my story.
Now, do you literally write, or are you saying this metaphorically?
Metaphorically.
Because you can, you know, you could get someone to write it down, and, you know, can be very good to raise your profile.
Well, how's your handwriting?
I've got pretty good handwriting.
All right, if you need to improve, I've got the books to help you.
Kellogg's is fantastic.
I mean, we're not going to be on the surface for a while, but, like, can I take a card, Kellogg? You know, maybe do, like, a couple of drafts?
Kellogg starts handing out cards to everyone just in case they want.
Ooh.
That's very kind. That's very kind of you.
Wait, so what does this one taste like? I'm just kidding.
Did you eat it?
I've eaten it, because I thought it went along with the cocktail.
It just appears back in your hand.
So you can't get hungry. Excellent.
Speaking of books, you don't happen to have anyone on staff that reads Old Draconic, do you?
Well, I can read Old Draconic. I can read everything.
Do you have time to translate a book?
No.
Do you have anyone on staff who would translate a book?
No.
If I gave you the contact details of my shitty brother, would you do it for him?
What, translate the book?
Yeah, in exchange for contact.
No.
Yeah.
What would we have to give you for you to translate the book?
The book.
No. We can't. Wait, no. Oh, hang on. Are you saying if we give you the book, you'll give us a translated copy? Because that would be amazing.
No, I didn't say I'd give you a translated copy. I said I'd translate it. And then it's mine.
Okay. All right. What you would really it take for you to translate the book for us, with us still retaining the copy of the book and possibly a copy of the book which has been translated of the book, which has now been translated into a language which he can understand?
I feel like our soul might be the price.
I don't take people's souls. You want to
take the bottom of my feet?
The misconception.
How do we give you misconception?
Sorry, you would require a favour. And no, Mason rolls his eyes, like, as he's sort of fake polite.
Kellogg. Right. Check my diary. When am I next free for such a project? And Kellogg's going through. 112 years? You've got a morning free?
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah, we'll pencil that in.
We'll get you there, Vase, and I'll try and help you along the way. Who knows? We might get it done before then.
Okay, so I've got to make sure I become a dragon, because that'll make sure I can live long enough. Now, hopefully I don't need to read the book to become a dragon. And Vase is sort of just lost in his own head, just trying to figure out how he can get to that appointment.
I mean, like, Archimedes is thinking, I could turn him into a dragon, but I'm not going to say. I'm just going to leave that. at which point Kellogg will sort of tap him on the leg and say, sort of whisper something again. So yes, I think our time here is growing short. but I appreciate you. Just a couple of quick fire questions. If you had one word to describe yourself, it would be go.
Conflicted.
Conflicted. I like it. Fasten. Go.
Wow, Fasten gone, right.
Torn? Torn? I don't want to repeat the same word.
I've seen a pattern in this group. Conflicted, torn. Nuri, one word, go.
Wandering.
Ooh. Let's see, wall.
Shopkeeper.
Shopkeeper.
Is that one word or two?
Oh wait, can I change mine to dragon?
No.
Oh.
Because it's quick. You know, it's get into your unconscious.
Fair.
And finally, that would leave us with Nefira.
Traveller.
Traveller. That's very good. Now, when I'm writing this, would you like anything, you know, like Vasin the Mighty, Nuri the Clever, anything like that?
No.
And if you could know my real name, if you could put that one down, that'd be handy, because then maybe I'd be able to learn it.
Okay, we'll make a note of that. We'll see if we can find that.
Vasin the Thunderer?
Okay.
That's a good name.
That's a pretty good name.
Wall? You know, the
shopkeeper.
Accurate account person? You know, has a clean counter at the shop? I don't.
You know, Wall's just fine.
Okay. Nefaria? I'm never going to get his name. Nefira. I wrote it down phonetically as well, and I still can't get it.
It's okay. Nefira. It was a weird spelling. Blame.
To be fair, I love the fact that you've been saying at least two people's names wrong the entire time.
I feel like it's quite in character, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been fun. No, I don't do titles.
Okay. So that's going to be the unnamed, Wall the Difficult.
That's a good one. Yeah, Wall the Difficult. Holding on to that one.
Neathera the Mysterious. And Nuri the very, very charming and reasonable person.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think that'll be the and I might have to punch up the name of the party as well, but we'll, you know. Thank you for all your time. I'm not going to help you with the sword because I don't care. And I lie a lot.
If we think of a better name for the party, can we send it via Kellogg?
Yes.
If we come up with and give you better stories along the way, can we get boons?
Can you get booze?
Well, no, things that can help us. I mean, me, I need...
No boons. No.
All right, so you don't want any further stories, because I know a very particular one about an elf and
I spoke too soon.
Oh?
I will absolutely, 100% seriously do that if you bring me more stories.
Ooh, okay, to the library.
yes, I
the
shall,
library is now open.
I shall
we'll be when I get there.
On with what you were doing, which I believe was murdering each other. Nuri, I hope you're okay and get out of this. The rest of you, but look out for the book if it gets released in your plane. Goodbye. And then he's gone.
Bye.
Are the rest of them still there?
Are the what, sorry?
Are the rest of them still there? Like Kellogg and what, and Archimedes, well, or the bartender?
Well, Archimedes has left. Archimedes' spare has gone.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, Kent, I mean, he left a while ago. He's had another shift to do. Kellogg is still there, yes. And he's just she's just making a few notes before she departs herself. So if there's anything you want to say to her, you have this opportunity.
So do we just... Is there a ritual instruction? Do we just shout your name?
No, just think about me and think if anything you want to talk to us.
Oh, that's so cute.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Yes, you may hopefully see a copy of the book at some point. A lot of enthusiasm for it. A lot of pre-orders. Pre-orders really help authors. So,
I'll have one.
Yeah, me too. Especially if you find my name.
Okay, 4 gold. Put your hand out.
Okay, hold on.
I'll call you later.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do the same as well.
I'm in my underpants. My gold's in my other pants.
I'm going to have to come back to it, but I really, really, really want that.
I understand. Yes, well, I'm going to leave. When I leave, things will go back to normal and you can carry on with your business.
Start getting interposed to pounce.
Goodbye. And then Kalog's gone as well.
Jump for the sword.
I was going to channel divinity for Peerless Athlete to do exactly the same thing.
We shall leave the inevitable fight for John to deal with and call an end to the session there.
Lovely.
I hope you all enjoyed that. John said he wanted to do a thing where we went through your backstories and things you wanted to share about your characters. I didn't expect to have an hour-long mad pursuit at the beginning, but that was fun.
Hello, Sergeant Arm again. Just wanted to say a great big thank you for joining us on our adventure. Now, please consider leaving us a review. It really helps. And it might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord if you want to come say hi or chat. And we do have a lot of other game streams, but don't really work in an audio-only format. So, please head to www.finalbossfight.co.uk for all those details. Up until then, we'll see you next time, where we can take down this final boss fight together.